called out in the dark. Well, we have a guest this afternoon. I don't have too many guests on my show, but I've got one this afternoon. I had to ask how to pronounce his surname, but I think we've cracked it. Tony Tiu.
That's it. You got it right.
Yeah, so it's easy once you know how, isn't it? And you're from ONTT Smart. What are you the boss of the company?
Yes, I own the company. So, okay. In a nutshell, ONTT Smart, it's a clean energy consultancy.
Yeah, how long has it been running? Has it been running a long time?
It's been running that for a couple of years now.
Okay.
So I was in the industry working for other people before.
Ah, right.
And I decided to jump ship and just be my own boss.
Good idea, good idea. So does this, because it's all about energy saving, isn't it?
Do you
deal just with businesses or do you deal with people like myself as well?
I would tend to deal with mainly businesses. And for the simple reason that they tend to be more interested by making energy saving because it might make a big difference to their margins. For as a homeowner, so maybe the idea of making 5-10% might not, let's say, interest you enough for you to make the effort that's needed. And for a business, it makes a huge difference in their margin.
Okay. Well, you know, if I think of energy saving, I know that these comparison websites, you know, this is for me now, they say, oh, you know, you should be changing your energy supplier to get a good deal. Is that something to do with what you do, or is this something totally different we're talking about?
This is, I would say it's slightly different, because what you were talking about here, it's more on the procurement side. But what I usually say to people is, okay, you might procure energy the best way possible, but at the same time, if you're still wasting them, you know, out the window.
So it's efficiency as well as the actual cost of supply.
Yes, it's actually about putting in place the measure that are needed for you to use energy more efficiently.
So what do? I mean, obviously it's all different types of businesses, I suppose, that you operate with.
Yeah.
Like what? Give me an example. I mean, you don't have to name the company. What sort of businesses do you work with?
Well, that would be businesses in industry. So you talked about manufacturer or industrial companies.
Yeah.
You're talking as well about property developers, or you're looking at commercial retail. For example, when we're looking at the offices of Phoenix FM here,
yeah,
I think everybody know where you base. I would say the complex where you base will effectively be a good client for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe we can get a special deal. Okay, so it's not just about the actual supply of the energy, it's the efficiency.
Yeah.
So there are lots of things that people tend to overlook, are there, when it comes to energy efficiency?
Yes, I think if you allow me to explain that in a few words. So in general, people are very much aware about what they are spending, and they usually complain about that because the price is going up year on year.
Yeah.
However, what I will usually say is very few people will know what is the makeup of that cost, of those expenses. They don't know which part is related to the heating, which part is related to the cooling, or to the gas, to the hot water. So basically, when I come in, into the site, it's the making the analysis that will give you that idea what is your energy profile is for you to be better aware of what you're spending.
So do you do an audit? I've got the word audit written down here.
Yes.
You carry out an audit.
Yeah, it's an audit.
So you go through the whole thing and...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, but having said that, I think it's still important for people to understand that that's not the whole thing. Because the audit, for me, it gives you a picture, but it doesn't solve your problem.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have a little bit of music and then we'll come back and chat a bit more about it.
Okay.
Britney Spears and Madonna, that was, and me against the music. Got a guest this afternoon, and he is Tony Tiu from ONTT Smart. And he's been talking about energy saving for businesses. So, here am I. I haven't got a business, but just say I had a business. I come to you.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell me? You're going to say, right, this is what we need to do. Are there different services you offer, or is it just an all-inclusive package that you supply to every single company that approaches you?
I think Again, it would depend what the business really wants. So we can do, we can run the audit as you mentioned before, and stop it there, and have recommendation for you to apply on your own. If you have a team that can do that, or you might want to do that yourself, why not? Or you might want me to help you put together the actual recommendations and put together a plan and work with your team to make sure that we deliver those services. So that would be the second line of services that I'll provide on top of the audits.
Can you always help to save energy in a company? I mean, obviously some companies, I guess, are more energy efficient than others.
Exactly. This is an excellent question. I would say if you knew to energy saving, so basically you've not been really paying attention to that before, you are able to save for the first 3 years between 10 to 15%.
Oh, right, that's a lot, isn't it?
And
it's
a big company. Of your energy costs, obviously. You have specified that.
Yeah.
As you gain more experience, that will drop down to between 3 and 5%, but that's still quite significant, especially looking at your starting point. Now, the question is, can we always make savings? I think it would be dishonest from my side to say yes. But I would say most of the time it will be the case, because there's just so many excess that we're using and we're just not aware of that.
Yeah. Are there grants involved? Do the government give grants at all for any energy saving schemes or not?
For the grant, I'm aware of a grant for small to medium sized business at the moment that is called the Low Keys, where they are encouraging businesses to use energy efficient equipment or deliver energy efficient projects to be using less energy. And in a nutshell, is a grant going up to 10 grand.
Okay.
But that's on 40% of your actual project cost, basically. That's
right.
That's what they're refunding to you.
Right.
So, and it's quite useful.
So your company, what sort of area do you cover?
I would say anywhere in Essex.
Oh, right. So it's not just Brentwood and Billericay?
No, it's not just Billericay. Okay, although I live in Brentwood, it's always nice to have something around here. So that means I don't have to travel far. Because I spend my time just going to client premises, client sites. So, so if in Brentwood is good for me, but I can travel anywhere in Essex.
Okay. You've also got a blog, I understand, that you update regularly.
Yes, yes. And the blog, this is from a different side of my business, because I'm also advising clients that are in African countries and on renewables energy, more on the renewables energy side, because we need more energy generation in Africa. And let's say, dealing with people over there, I realized there was a knowledge gap in terms of what is really renewables energy. So I put together this blog, which is called Renewables in Africa, which is about promoting and raising awareness about renewables energy in the continent.
Yeah, I mean, because in Africa, I mean, you've got these huge spaces, they could stick all these solar energy plants up, couldn't they, everywhere?
I always resist the temptation to make general comment like that, but I would say there's wide possibilities, effectively, because the resources are there, and it's not just solar. So you have wind, you have biomass and hydro, but the question is about how do you integrate that with the grid, or develop distributed system to make sure that you can reach out remote places where people also need power and electricity.
Yeah. Anyway, coming back to the main thrust of the conversation, we were talking about audits, weren't we?
Yeah.
You come into a business, does it take a long time to get the audit prepared?
Another excellent question, because an audit doesn't take a day or two now, because what consumes energy, it's essentially three things. The processes, the way you, there are many processes in the business, and they use a different level of energy, I would say. Then you also have the tool of equipment that you are using, and finally you have your staff. So I need to be able to analyze all of that. I need to be able to get hold of your bill and invoices and whatever measurement that you've made. And I also need to do my own measurement. So all in all, you'll be looking at something like 2 to 3 months.
Oh, right.
To have something that is accurate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it won't be very representative of your business. But again, it would depend on the size of the business and also the type of business.
Yeah, one of the questions that it was suggested I ask was saving tips for Christmas. was that you suggested I asked? Yeah, saving tips for Christmas, because Christmas is just around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say yes. For Christmas, I could say that it's usually a time of excess, basically.
Well, you can say that again, yeah. It's certainly with the food.
With the food. Also, we are so happy, we care less about work, I would say. So, I would recommend people either at work or at home to make sure they have a control system that is well in place in order for them to control the energy load that they're having. Say, for example, in business, we usually know that a number of business will ramp down the activity or there will be less people. So that means the energy load that the business needs, is a lot reduced. So if you were to operate at the same level that you do during the year, so you're wasting energy, and you can make sure that you are managing and controlling this usage by having the right control system in place. And at home, for example, it would be making sure you have, let's say, your room thermostat or your programmer that respond to the demand of the household. So that's kind of tips. And one last tip, I would say, make sure that you use a recycled Christmas tree, not having to buy one every year.
Yeah, that's a good tip. That's right, because all the pine needles come off anyway, don't they? If it's a new tree every year. Yeah. Tony, thank you very much for coming in to see us. If people want to get in touch with you, are you easy to find? What's the best way of getting in touch?
Oh, fairly easy. So they can either give me a call at my mobile number, which is 079-1094-7735. They can also write to me at my email address, which is tony@owango.com.
Right, okay.
And that's me.
Yeah, you're going to be easier to find, I guess, online as well. It's ONTT Smart, that's the name of the company. I was Tony Tiu, who's the boss. He's popped in to see us. And keep listening, because we're running commercials also for this company. So if you missed a few bits and pieces now, also we'll have the interview online, by the way. But if you missed a few bits and pieces, there'll be contact details and stuff on the commercial, which we regularly play here on Phoenix FM. Tony, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.